The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen this story or certainly heard it in the news headlines. Ryanair introducing apparently a €500 fine for disruptive passengers whose unruly behaviour results in them being taken off the aeroplane. Owen Corry is the owner and editor of Travel Extra. Owen, is this a good idea?
A pretty good idea. The frustration expressed repeatedly to everyone who would listen is that the civil authorities aren't strict enough with misbehaving passengers. Not a big deal if there's a bit of shouting and screaming or roaring and a bit of hijinks in a flight. But when an aircraft has to be diverted, which is increasingly the case, the cost to the airline is considerable. It could be €60,000, €70,000. Somebody gets a fine of a couple of €100 a night in the cells and, you know, a slap on the wrist. Ryanair is saying that's not good enough. So what they're doing is, if there's a sufficiently serious incident, they're going to fine the passenger €500. They have more or less the legal wherewithal to do that. Already, you know, there are fines for smoking on board. If people will be familiar with, if you go to a hotel, there's a cleaning charge if you smoke in a room. And they do have your credit card details. So I think they probably are working this out, that if you get everyone, you know, it's a bit of an obstacle course to book a Ryanair flight. It isn't that much to get another little checkbox saying there, I agree to pay €500 if I'm caught misbehaving. People will do that booking the flight, and that gives them the legal wherewithal to do it. It should reduce the number of incidents. Whether it'll wipe them out altogether, I'm not sure.
Most of these incidents, I assume, are kind of drink or drug related, are they? When they're that disruptive, you know, disruptive to the point that, you know, someone's been hauled off a plane.
I'll tell you, okay, the international stats are about 25% drink-related.
Okay.
About 50% are 25% non-compliance with instructions, seatbelts, stuff like that. And then about 50% are related to other issues, behavioural issues. Very often the seat being left back, not a Ryanair issue, happens on other airlines. But the Ryanair will tell you they can actually pick out the flights where the most of the incidents are, and they tend to be the party flights. The F47063 to Benidorm, some of your listeners will be very familiar with it. I've been on it when on more than one occasion where the police have been called when we landed. You know, on one occasion, three stag parties and two end parties on the same flight. It wasn't pretty. Ibiza, they have a regulation in Ryanair that the duty free you buy is taken off you on board because of incidents with people drinking it. It's really, they're doing everything they can on the management side, but they do feel that the deterrent isn't strong enough. The ultimate sanction they have at the moment, which is have the police escort you off the aircraft. Very often people are released straight away. Very often charges aren't brought.
Yeah.
And the specifics of the press release this morning are, if the police are called, you're going to get fined €500.
Yeah, most people here suggesting £500 is not enough on the text line. People want to see them find an awful lot more, spend some time in prison and never be allowed on an airplane again. I think it's the...
It depends on the gravity of the offence. And,
yeah.
You know, if you're endangering fellow passengers, you're up into that scale. But if you're just creating a nuisance for other passengers, very hard to get your definitions, your legal case together on that, particularly when you're dealing with several different jurisdictions. The place the aircraft took off from, the place the aircraft was due to go, and sometimes the airport to which it was diverted, which may be in the third one.
All right. Well, listen, Michelle Walsh-Jackson is with us as well, the novel traveller. Michelle, do you think this is a good idea?
Well, you know, I'm just a little bit concerned. When I first heard it, I thought, is this a deterrent put out before the post-leaving cert holiday season, you know, and the height of holiday season? That was my first initial reaction. My only concern is, where do you draw the line with what's considered bad behaviour? I mean, absolutely, I completely agree with Owen there. If you have an aircraft diverted and it's costing, a huge amount of inconvenience to the passengers and the airline, yes. But, you know, we've all had that incident at the airport where your bag is slightly over, and Ryanair can sometimes see fines as a source of revenue. So you kind of have to say, okay, you know, what is this really about? And I just think it's a little bit gray area. And I personally don't really witness bad behaviour. And I'm a frequent flyer like Owen. And there are generally isolated incidences where there is bad behaviour, and they will be the flights where people are heading off to the sun, and frequently on long haul flights where unlimited alcohol is available, you'll never see any bad behaviour. So this is just the only thing I was really wondering, like, where are they, how grey is this area going to be? What's going to be considered bad behaviour?
Yeah, it seems to suggest that it's only to when you get to the point that you're being escorted off an aeroplane.
Yeah. Absolutely. And in their terms and conditions, they do state very clearly you won't be allowed on the aircraft if you're inebriated. So they already have that clause in there and they are covered for that. I do think it's good that they are going to impose this, but just I'd like some clarity on the greyness of the area of what is the bad behaviour.
Owen, do you have any fear that it's a bit fuzzy as to when or how the fine might be imposed?
I don't think we're talking about an argument with a stewardess here. It's very clear you're escorted off the aircraft, the police are called. The argument is no longer with Ryanair at that stage, it's with the police. Ryanair will step in and say a fine of €500. You've got to also, the most of the really serious incidents are not younger, not leaving cert hijinks. Students, when Irish leaving certs are all taking off on their holidays, I wouldn't be demonising them at all because they have a very a record of really enjoying themselves and perhaps drinking too much and maybe throwing up on the side of a street or something, but they do have a record of not being abusive and consistently in the way that some of the routes do. And most of them don't tend to come from Ireland, by the way. They tend to come from the neighbouring island. They will itemise the Manchester, Liverpool, and indeed the Glasgow routes as being where most of the problems arise. They don't tend to arise on the Irish routes. The other really important thing is, Michelle is right, they do have the right to deny somebody who is inebriated boarding. But the real issue has that, and it's something that's happened over the last decade or so, is the mix of alcohol with drugs, with sometimes illegal, but sometimes prescription drugs. The amount of prescription drugs we're taking before flights has multiplied excessively. And sometimes people, we've always had drink, we've always had excessive drink associated with people going on holidays. But what has really increased is psychotic behaviour. And that sometimes, very often, is the mix rather than the actual amount of alcohol. As Michael O'Leary said, in the old days, the drunk would just fall asleep. Nowadays, you get people thinking that they're being attacked, there are butterflies in the cabin. You see all of this stuff happening, and that's where it really freaks out all the other passengers. Yeah. You're in a tube very, very 6 miles of the sky.
All right. Well, listen, thank you both for your time. Owen Corry, owner and editor of Travel Extra, and Michelle Walsh Jackson, the novel traveller.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.